Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you back here in beautiful Canada. I always would like to suggest that there is always a danger when I personally sit in the back. I see what goes on. And I saw a few things that I would like to encourage ourselves to stop and to listen, because after all, we are talking about the Lord Jesus. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about things that would waste our time. We're talking about, if we claim that we know Christ as our Savior, we're talking about our blessed Savior, the one who is competent in himself to save. So my observation over the last few years, unfortunately, is that we benefited greatly from technology, but we also taught us how to be disrespectful in the presence of the Lord. So if you have a phone on you and you are not on call, I'm going to ask you to turn it off. And if you are on call, because we understand we all have still to work in this scene, waiting for heaven, where we shall enter into the rest of God. But if you don't have to work and you're not on call, I expect that phone to be off. Because if it rang by mistake, or if I saw some young people playing games, I'm going to take that phone and make some money out of it. I would like to continue on the exercise of our brother Mark, and my intention is really to present the Lord Jesus as the shepherd, but I want to bring it in a sense, in a way, that will impress our hearts with the greatness of this shepherd that we have, with the person of the Lord Jesus. But I certainly believe I want to bring this wonderful office or work of Christ. What does it mean to me in 2016? What does it mean that Christ is a shepherd? What does it mean for me to say, if I can be like the psalmist of Psalm 23, that the Lord is what? Is my shepherd. It is easy amongst Christians to be able to address the Lord Jesus in a collective aspect, because you hide yourself under the umbrella of the saints of God. We can all say our Lord. We can always say Lord Jesus is our shepherd. We can always say that the Lord Jesus is our teacher, but it is a greater challenge for the individual to be able to address the Lord Jesus and say that he is my shepherd, because they know what they are talking about. This is why in the scripture, for example, there are so many occasions that we address the Lord Jesus as our Lord, but there are only 5 individuals that have addressed the Lord Jesus as what? As my Lord. 4 in the New Testament, and 1 is a prophecy from Psalm 110 that David has spoken about, and he said that the Lord said unto who? Unto my Lord. So I want to leave this afternoon, or we can leave this conference, not only thinking of the exercise that has been presented for us, that the Lord is the Savior, or the Lord is a shepherd, or the Lord is a teacher, head, and he is the son over his house, and so forth and so on. But I would like you that when you leave this conference, to be able to come into the good of that Christ is my shepherd. Christ is my Savior. Christ is my teacher. We want to make it a very personal relationship that you would have with this great person. So I want to read these scriptures quickly, and I want to close, and I want all the young people, I trust that they have some pens and some pages to take some notes, and not because what we're saying is added to the scripture, God forbid. But I certainly believe in a principle that I still apply it in my own days, that we need to search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so. So you know what? You have to check on Brother Mark. Although I have to tell you that he, in my own judgment, he didn't say anything wrong. It was all scriptural. But you have to find it for yourself. And I just want to tell you from now, don't ask me where is the verse. I'm not going to give you verses. I'm going to quote verses, but I'm not going to give you a reference of a verse. I might give you a chapter just to keep it close for you, But I'm not going to give you the verse because you know what I expect? I expect individuals that are sincere before the Lord, that if they heard something that might raise their interest, for them to go and seek it and search it like they did with the Apostle Paul. So in the original language, there was no verses. So don't come to me and say, Brother John, what verse was that? I'm not going to tell you. John chapter 10, I want to read two verses. John chapter 10 and verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You turn the page, or at least in my Bible, I apologize. And verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and known of them. The other known verse is in the book of Hebrews chapter 13. The book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And I trust that we're all also familiar with that verse in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The theme of the shepherd is not a New Testament theme. The theme of salvation is not a New Testament theme. The people of God in the Old Testament, they were acquainted with the thought of salvation, but it wasn't through the person of the Lord Jesus. But the thought of, they could sing and rejoice in God, my salvation. In fact, the psalmist could say that Jehovah is the rock of my salvation. So the thought of deliverance, now the thought of deliverance, they weren't acquainted with the Lord Jesus, although through, except through the word of prophecy, but the word of being delivered from something was something that was familiar in light of the Old Testament. The same thing as far as the shepherd is concerned, it is something in reality that every time God wanted to raise a leader amongst the people of God, somebody of vigor, somebody with moral weight, somebody that Christ will put him as an example for the New Testament and the Old Testament saints, I have to tell you that so many times they were shepherds. They were shepherds. For example, if I told you Abraham was a shepherd, Abraham was a shepherd. He was indeed a great, rich individual with herd and riches that came to a point that his shepherds and Lot's shepherds, there was some kind of disagreement that they had to go separate ways, right? Jacob was a shepherd. You might not read it as far as being David as a shepherd, but he was a person also that took care of the flock. Joseph was a shepherd. It was somebody who took care of the flock. Moses was a shepherd. He took care of the flock. David was a shepherd. He took care of the flock. And their greatest example for every individual is the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to discuss four titles of the Lord being a shepherd so that we acquaint ourselves with the teaching a little bit of why these four different names are being given to the Christ. And then I want to come to the practical aspect of it, of what does it mean for me to be a sheep that belongs to Christ Jesus. So that's how we're going to handle it. And I want to try by the grace of God, it's only by the grace, so you better pray harder, to really cut my time so that we can catch up with things. The problem is time. Time is never on our side. And if we don't start on time, it's very hard to stop the domino effect of it.